Hello, Shriver High School. This is your host, Justin Senemy, and today we are bringing you a debate on whether we need a pep rally. Joining me here is Hannah Rosen,
hello.
Ashton Sachs, and Derek Moss.
Thank you.
And we are joined by the Mr. Clef, who is silently watching us. Hello, Mr. Clef. He loves you all. Today we will be discussing the pep rally because it's tomorrow, and is it important in our school? It takes away from class time, we don't get to learn stuff, the regents and all the finals are coming up. Do we need it? Some of us feel like we do, and some of us feel like we don't. So without a doubt, I would like to introduce anyone. Do any of you guys have any points you'd like to make before we start?
Yes, I do. Thank you, Justin.
You're welcome.
I have interviewed numerous amounts of teachers.
Along with me.
Along with Hannah. And we have found many of the teachers find that school spirit is very important amongst the students here at Shriver High School.
Along with Spirit Week, which corresponds with the pep rally.
And some are saying that this Spirit Week is the most spirited we've ever seen the students of Shriver High School.
I'm proud of us.
It's very important that we have this sense of camaraderie and spirit because it helps us for motivation to learn and move forward as a school.
Thank you. I think that was very well put. But I'd also like to point out that there is one student grade level that just doesn't seem to have much spirit this year. We've gotten last multiple times. I'm, of course, referring to the sophomores. Every day this week, we've gotten the least amount of spirit. And I am a sophomore, and I'm also the one citing that it's not important. So there could be a correlation there.
I also have to agree with Justin. I don't think it's very important. I would prefer if we used the time more wisely.
And you are, of course, a member of the sophomore class,
so maybe that has
something to do with it.
Just to clarify for our listeners, the two people who are against pep rallies are sophomores, and the two for pep rallies are Rosen and Moss.
Seniors who do not have to take an SAT. They're already in college.
But we do have the AP tests and finals coming up just like you.
Oh, and I heard you were recently accepted into a college, and you're playing, and you too, Moss.
Yes, thank you.
So it does not very much affect you both.
It does,
great.
Though.
Right.
I still like to do well in my classes.
That speaks for one of you.
Justin, my entire high school career, I've always been looking forward to the pep rally and Spirit Week. I've always been for it, and I love it.
I do, too. It's a fun way to get the students to come together, do something united. Sometimes you feel so individual in the school, and it brings everyone together for a united cause.
I'm not saying it doesn't do that. I'm saying, briefly, that is it important? Is it more important than kids studying for the regents? Because I know in my AP European History class, we are very behind. Some teachers have told me that I should be up to World War I already, and we are still on the unification of Germany, and we haven't taken our test on that yet.
Yeah, and also in my math class, we're supposedly three units behind what we're supposed to be up to at this point. I mean, I would have preferred had we gotten the extra time because I think it would just help in all of the classes that we're taking right now because some classes were not up to par at what we should be.
Yeah. To be honest, that, you know, your class falling behind is the work of the entire year, and the day of the pep rally, you're only losing 10 minutes of class time. So I don't think that you'll be making up much work in those 10 minutes that your teacher's been losing for the past entire year.
Justin, I don't know if you're aware, but there are almost 200 days of school in a year.
I'm aware.
And it is not, the pep rally takes up one of those days.
You will be losing 10 minutes of your class time.
But we've already lost numerous days due to snow days and other school non-openings because of the weather. So that 10 minutes, it still adds up because with all the other time we've lost, we don't even have Easter Monday this year.
Oh, yeah, wow. we are already getting our what were supposed to be breaks interfered with, and then on top of that, they wish to cut down classes on this day for something that isn't really that important.
You know, when I was a sophomore, I didn't think that I liked pep rallies and. Because I don't know, I didn't really participate in Spirit Week.
And you had tests to study for.
I have tests to study for now.
But you're not as concerned about them because you already have the fact that you've been accepted to a college.
I think that's incorrect. I'm very concerned for my
so
grades.
So you believe that does not factor in at all, that since you've already been accepted, it does not change your opinion. It does not affect your opinion on the pep rally. And
I wouldn't say that's what affects my opinion. I would say if anything affects my opinion, it would be the fact that I'm a senior and it's my last year here.
Yes.
So I want to participate in something like a pep rally where me and my whole grade can come together and do something together for the last time.
But yeah. Then do you think that it's necessary for all three of the other grades that are taking tests to be in that event? Or do you think that it should just be for the seniors?
I don't know. That's a good point. I never thought about that.
Ashton, do you care about what you're learning in most of your classes, or do you just want good grades?
Moss, I do very much care about what I'm learning in my classes.
Please, call me Derek.
Because it furthers my education, and it's important for me to learn them. And I don't know what your second point
was. I would just
like
to point out,
yeah.
I think this is what Spirit Week is for. We have a number of opportunities for students to love their school, show their pride for their class years and their grades, but that's not during class time, which is perfectly appropriate. It's during the lunch times or any time during the day you have off. You can go and show the tables that you've been participating, and then they take your number, and at the end of the day, they announce who has been the most spirited. And through that all, Derek, it's not interfering with class time. I think that's perfectly okay. I think it's important that students love their school and feel pride for it, but I don't think it's appropriate to take away class time.
Well, at this time, I'd like to play an interview that me and Hannah engaged with one of our teachers here who asked to not be named, but she discussed how in high school we're going to be remembering the times we spent with our friends and the laughs and the crying and not sitting in class listening to lectures and PowerPoints.
Yeah, before we start that, I would just like to read the almighty disclaimer, as this is an affair show, and we will be bringing up our own opinions. The program you're listening to may contain language or material that can be considered offensive. The views expressed of those of the DJ and are not necessarily those of WDOT or other WOT stations members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you should or your children should listen. Thank you.
Without further ado, here is our first interview.
Do you think that there should be pep rallies in the school? And what do you think about having the pep rallies so close to AP Week? Because it'll cut away from class time.
Well, then that's something that you guys are going to have to bring up in a meeting in terms of not just 3 months or 2 months, but about next year. For next year, the changes can always be made. We just take planning.
Do you think that we should have pep rallies?
Yes, because it's sort of bring out the school spirit. And I think it's important to have a school spirit.
Yeah.
All right.
Too.
Thank you, Dupuis.
Thank you.
Okay, well, that was one of our teachers here at Triber. And we also have another interview with Guidance Counselor Miss Cerny. Let's hear what she has to say.
Is really good because I think a school should be unified. So I think pep rally is a good example of something where everybody can get together 9 through 12 and have a common cause and really feel good about our school. So yes, in other words, I do.
What do you think of having the pep rallies so close to AP Week?
Well, I think it's the kind of thing, it's a one-day event for the students to be involved with. I know the planning takes a long time, but for the kids who are just attending, it's a one-day thing. If you're really, really sincerely worrying about your APs, you should be prepping weeks before and weeks after up to the test.
Awesome.
And we have one more interview with math teacher Mr. Ferruso.
I don't know. You have a question? What are your thoughts on the pep rally? Should there be a pep rally?
Justin!
Are you serious, Zach?
Well, I think pep rallies can be good because they do promote school spirit, and it kind of brings us all together, and it gives everybody like a chance to cheer and support their school.
What do you think about it taking away from class time,
well,
especially so close to APs?
Well, I don't think we should have one like every week, but considering we had one in the fall and we're having one now, I think that's okay. It is tough that it's a little bit close to APs. It would probably be a little bit better if it were earlier in the year.
Yeah. Okay, awesome.
All right, and we're back. So after hearing that, I know a lot of teachers feel it's important for people to come together of all grades and do that, but there, my point is that there are many opportunities to do that outside class time, even within class.
Like what?
Freshman year, we had the freshman guidance group where seniors and freshmen were allowed to intermingle.
Okay, that's a terrible example because only two seniors are for each class. Every freshman is so awkward. I participated in
that.
No
one,
no one speaks. No one feels comfortable in that situation.
The purpose of the freshman guidance group was to get more comfortable in high school, not to exhibit spirit or hanging out.
Yeah, but it was to get more comfortable through making friends with older kids in the school.
And also, if you think about it, it prevents you from taking other classes because it takes up time and it takes up a period that you could be taking another class. So it's a similar situation.
It takes up your lunch period,
so you still have the opportunity to use the other section of the period for your class.
Yes. Also, I'd like to bring up the point that we went out and I actually went up to people and asked them, yes or no, do you think we should have a pep rally at the end of Spirit Week? The reviews were in the favor of yes, we should, but there was a significant portion. It was actually 15 to 21.
So you didn't ask that many people.
I asked 36 people. It was whoever I could find. Everyday students, whoever I passed in the hall, regardless of grade, and or sex or religion, anything. I random people I had never met before.
But
so I asked them, and
did you ask teachers?
Was it
It was in one time frame.
So that means it was biased.
That's
you don't know
biased.
If like one class got out and you just accidentally were asking everyone from that same class.
I do. It was an off period. I went up in the cafeteria. Students were not there for in class, or they shouldn't have been.
Justin, what tone of voice did you use when you asked the question? Did you say?
I did not.
Did you give any other facts?
Yes,
because in my statistics class we learned about how a lot of times, interviewers will ask for their surveys, will give evidence prior to asking the question, which
accidentally, of course, but
influences the results.
I simply ask them, yay or nay, do you think we should have a pep rally?
And I would support this because I was there.
People would literally try and ask me to tell them more, and I would just say no, yay or nay. But what my point is, yes, there were more support for the pep rally.
Did you find
that there was a significant portion of the students who didn't want it? Should they be represented? Because the biggest thing here, I think, is students are forced to go to the pep rally.
I think that it should be an optional thing.
Yes,
I don't think that it should be forced upon the students.
So
especially.
You think that we should lose class time anyway, but then it should be optional to go. But we should still lose class time.
No, I'm saying if the teachers are going to make us go to a pep, they're going to have a pep rally and take away from class time anyway, I think it should be an option whether or not you would like to participate in it, because then you can have a study period to go to the library, get some work done, instead of watching something you may not want to watch.
You would go to the library?
I might.
Yeah, personally, I would if it's
we
so
have a lot of
to
studying
testing
to do.
Periods.
Yeah.
Personally, I have a test on the Monday we get back. So, yeah.
But we have a break. We have an entire week off.
I'm going to the Bahamas.
Yeah, you know, some people have vacations planned, and they want to get their work done, you know, prior to leaving for the vacation.
No, people do their work on the planes.
I think a big purpose of the pep rally is to create an atmosphere in the school that's not all about working and
it reminds you
stress.
That there's other good parts about high school besides just sitting in a classroom.
You know, I get it, but I still think that it should be optional, you know.
Yeah, there's so many other opportunities to combine with your fellow students and get to, like, clubs and activities. We're all in radio club. I've met you guys through radio club.
Also, what if they were going to do something that's forced upon you, such as this, they should plan it earlier. You know, they shouldn't do it so close to the end of the year. You know, if they
like Ms. Cerny said in the interview, if you're so concerned about APs, 10 minutes of class time should not affect it that much.
I would just like to say something before we finish, though. Did you guys have an interview with the woman who runs the pep rally?
Yeah, we did. Oh, Ms. Torres?
Yes.
Yeah, can we hear that interview?
Yes, you can. Justin.
Yes.
Why do you think that we should have pep rallies?
Well, I don't know that I would say that I think we should have pep rallies. Because we're always nervous right around the time the pep rallies come. But then we love it when we're in the middle of it, and then I'm glad when it's over.
That's true. Do you think it's bad that it takes away from class time so close to APs?
I do think that, yes, there's a negative impact, and it's not just because the classes are short, but there's just a different energy the full day, and I think teachers feel it in their classrooms.
Sound waves.
What?
Is it recording? Oh, now there's sound waves.
Okay, and that was Ms. Torres.
Alright, yeah, so we're back here, and
Ms. Torres, the woman that runs it, she herself said that she thinks it's counterproductive at times and stresses her out. We can't have our teachers stressed out because the tests are coming up too.
Ms. Torres is not a teacher.
She also did say that they're only stressed out that one day, so I don't think it's such a big deal.
But she also said the woman who runs it thinks it's counterproductive.
Exactly.
Should we take her into account and all those students who don't want to do it? I think at the very least we should make it optional. And that's just my point.
My dear friend Sam Crawley is on the pep rally committee, and I know for a fact that she loves...
Ms. Torres did admit to us after that she's glad it happens when it happens. It's
you
just stressful because she runs it. She said it basically.
But you also have to take into account that also in one of your prior interviews, you interviewed Mr. Ferruso, who said that he thinks that they should have had it at an earlier date because kids are so stretched out, so stressed out.
Me and Ashton would like to
point out Ashton stretched out.
So now you're saying that we should still have it. It should just be earlier.
We have to wrap it up, guys. But just final thoughts. Me and Ashton, I think our position is we don't think we should have it, but regardless, we do. We feel like it's a pastime in our school. We have it, and I think we should really, they should plan it better, give us more time between our pep rally and the regions, shouldn't take away from that time, and we should also have the choice of whether we should go. So what's your view?
Derek and I think that pep rallies are important to bring the school together, and taking 10 minutes away from your class time shouldn't really affect your AP. And if you're really worried about it, you should have been studying before.
All right, thank you, guys. This has been a WDOT special broadcast on the pep rally. You are joined today by me, Ashton, Derek, and Rosen. You can hear us sometimes on the WDOT website. But other than that, thank you for listening. Have a great day, if you want to.